Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll have a toss to determine who receives, who will call it from Pittsburgh. Number 36, heads, tails, tails, heads. Call it plays in the air. Heads is the call. He said heads, it is a tails.
Oh, I believe he said tails.
He did.
You want to take the ball?
Look at Jerome Bettis. He's turned. What's going on?
Well, you changed. You changing the head.
Which way? Which way you want to go?
Oh, man.
Detroit has won the toss. We'll receive.
Jerome Bettis said tails. Oh, my.
Well, we'll find out. Let's. Now we're about to start getting all the officials out there for the coin toss to see what's going on. Let's go back and listen to the coin toss.
The argument continues on the sideline in front of Bill Cowher. Here it is. Let's take a listen. I believe Jerome Bettis said tails.
Legendary moment. Not a great one, but a legendary one in Steelers history from Thanksgiving of 98. Neither of the men I'm here with, I don't think. Wait, were you alive, Donnie?
I was. I was only 3 years old.
Donnie was 3, and Limits was not yet born.
Were negative you 3. Negative 3.
Was Limits. We are here at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, myself and Donnie Football for a Donnie Football Friday. And man, are things heating up now, Donald, aren't they? They're heating up now as the Steelers go back into Detroit for what amounts to a giant game. Like, I think for a lot of this week, I've been trying to talk myself into. I mean, they can lose. They could lose the next two and still, it's not that big. It's pretty darn big because there's a bunch of scenarios here that are racking my brain, and even though you and I just rehearsed them like we're getting ready for a play here, Donnie. Were you ever in a play, by the way, in high school?
No. I think like in elementary school, they make everybody participate in one.
Really?
Yeah, but not in high school.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking elementary school. I was in Thoroughly Modern Millie, and I was the German flying instructor. I had one line, and I've never been that nervous for a moment, not even my wedding. In my life.
What?
I was in like fifth grade. I had to run from backstage in the middle of the play. And I think my only line was, "Ja volt, ha, ha, ha." Just like that. I'll never forget it. And the rush of redness to my face and everything else with everybody watching me was harrowing, horrifying. I'll never forget it.
I can understand that because it always surprises people when I share the fact that I still to this day have a little bit of stage fright considering what we do.
Yeah.
Like I don't really, I mean, I'll go like talk in front of a college class. I'll go and, you know, and talk to like high schoolers or whatever it may be.
Sing at Mike's beer bar in
yeah,
front
like,
of a bunch of people.
I'm nervous every time I have to do something like that.
Yeah.
But we do this for a living because it doesn't feel this way. It feels like it's just you and me
right.
kind of yucking it up. We have limits back behind the glass.
To cover our mistakes.
And that's
yes.
that.
Exactly. This is different. That's why when we go to those fan rehearsals or those fan auditions, like the one Mulsey won, those are not recreating what we do here. Those guys, like when we did one, I forget what the place was, right around here in Greensburg, people went up on stage and did a little quick take. And I told them that night, I was one of the judges, myself and Mulsey, I said, this is really not rehearsing what you would actually do mm-hmm. if you did radio. This is stand-up comedy. Radio is, yes, me and you talking. Yeah. We're at a bar right now.
Just yapping away.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to yap about right now is this game. And here's the scenarios. Obviously, both teams win, both teams lose. We're in the same spot, Donnie. If the Steelers lose in Detroit and the Ravens win at home against New England, it's coming down to the final game, no matter what. And you might ask, why is that? Limits, why don't you ask? Why is that?
I think it's a great question.
Because the Ravens would clinch the common opponent tiebreaker, which means the Steelers couldn't catch up to them in that. And if the Ravens were to come here the final week and win, they would still be tied with the Steelers in overall record, head-to-head, divisional, but they would win the division on common opponents. So, Donnie, if the Steelers lose and Ravens win, it's coming down to the final game when Baltimore comes here. If the Steelers win and the Ravens lose this weekend, then the Steelers could have the division clinched before they take the field in Cleveland if the Ravens lose again on Saturday night against Green Bay. But even if the Ravens win in Green Bay, the Steelers could clinch in Cleveland. I think I have that right.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's at least the way that I'm reading it. And I know that our buddy Nick Farabaugh put out these scenarios earlier this week, and he just wanted to make it clear that the Steelers cannot clinch in this, you know, in this week's setting. They can't clinch with a win and a Ravens loss, but it becomes nearly impossible for the Ravens to catch them if that does happen. I do feel like the most likely scenario, though, is that it's going to come down to that final Week 18 game, which is yeah. why I think going back to Monday night very quickly, that was a huge swing game. If they lose that game, that really would have opened the door for Baltimore.
I'll say.
Plus, you know, Baltimore was coming off the win Sunday. But I think it's – I could see the Ravens winning one of these next two.
And all the Ravens.
They could very easily yes. lose.
Sure. But here's the Ravens, and I thought The Athletic put it well. And I'll read you a simple sentence. A useful shorthand for the Ravens in terms of their playoff scenarios is that they're in good shape if they win two of their next three, as long as one is in Pittsburgh. The Ravens need two wins and obviously need to win here. So they can lose one of these next two, but they can't probably, depending on what the Steelers do, can't lose two of two. You know what I mean?
Correct. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the only way the Steelers would now not make it, which, see, now I'm even confusing myself. Because
it's confusing,
because
isn't it?
I was going to say that
no,
the reason why Monday night was such a big deal is that I think now, worst case scenario, it comes down to Week 18.
For the Steelers, that is correct.
Okay.
The Steelers could lose the next two games and the Ravens could win their next two.
As long as they would beat the Ravens in Week 18.
For the Steelers, it's very simple in terms of that. Now, here's the thing, Donnie, without getting into any... That was funny because you just look like I've looked staying up all night with a relatively simple scenario. I just didn't want to get it wrong. And then the more you dive into the simple scenario, the more it becomes confused
yourself.
In our heads. So I honestly believe this, that the difference between the Steelers winning a playoff game and not this year if they get in is avoiding that confrontation with the Ravens and having the division be on the line. I really believe that. And it's avoidable. This is a beatable Detroit team. They haven't won back-to-back games since October 5th. They're banged up. They got injuries in their secondary all over the place. Their starting center might be out. They're very inconsistent, and they're on the ropes, man. You should see their playoff scenarios. They basically have to win all three games. So the Steelers, if they could get that final week as a JV game and rest people as a de facto bye week, given the fact that so many of their most important players are older, given the Watts situation, given everything, the difference between resting that week and banging heads with the Ravens when there is a history, although maybe not so recent, but a history of both teams doing bad the week after they play each other, I just think that could make all the difference. You know what I mean?
And you also know if you do have to play everybody against the Ravens, it is a must win for both teams. It's not as if either side can really take things lightly or else they wouldn't have their starters in the game. So you know it's going to be something that's hard fought down to the end, and it might reminisce back to some of the Steelers-Ravens games of the past. I agree with you. I would feel a ton better about their prospects in the postseason if they don't have to play, you know, some of their key starters in that final game. I mean, if you go into the final game against Baltimore and it's Mason Rudolph out there and Caleb Johnson running the football, I don't care if they lose the game, you know, 31-0. It won't matter. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's possible. It's possible to get to that spot. But, you know, of all these little scenarios we're talking about, you got to beat Detroit to do that, to set that up at least. A Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. The Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can communicate with our dear friend City Limits if you go on the Fan Text Line. And the story hovering over everything right now, Donnie, is TJ Watt and Nick Herbig, really, but obviously Watt is the big story right now. When will he return? Will he return in the regular season? Jerry Dulac reported earlier in the week that he will return, maybe sooner than we expect. I took that to mean, all right, he might play against Detroit. It's not looking that way. I guess the sliver of good news is that he was spotted in a photo on the team's Twitter account at some sort of holiday caroling function, Donnie?
Yeah, something like that. It looked like they were all huddled up, like watching a movie together. Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra went and performed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The PSO was
My brother
there.
Johnny's in town, by the way, which is why I just called you Johnny. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Please proceed.
But I'm obviously not, you know, going to try to doctor this thing, and I know that it popped up for us and was a big part of the discussion last Friday on the show. I'm still going to be a little bit surprised if he plays at any point again in the regular season. Like, maybe in a way they could, like, have their cake and eat it too. Maybe they do get to week 18 and it doesn't matter, and they can say, okay, we'll just continue to rest him until we get to the playoffs. Hopefully Herbig is back by then too, because they are going into this thing more shorthanded than what they already were.
Yeah.
The two team leaders in quarterback hits are going to be out this weekend. At least
Bad Moon Rising is here, though.
Jeremiah Bad Moon Rising, DeMarvin Leal, who every time this
I forgot
time
he was
the year,
on the team. I did until last week. If you would ask me where is DeMarvin Leal, I don't know, Green Bay's practice squad. I don't know where he is.
I think it's a time honored tradition that we get to around Christmas time and we forget that DeMarvin Leal is on the Steelers roster, because that's just the way his career has gone. And then you have to hope that Alex Highsmith, who is prone to get dinged up,
right,
doesn't get dinged up. I mean, he has a lot of soft tissue issues this year.
We may see John Bostic by the end of this thing.
I mean, like, you don't want to get into a spot where you're grasping for straws, especially in this game, if we're just talking about this game against Detroit, because they do have a guy that, if you allow him all day to just stand back there and throw, he doesn't really beat you with his legs, but he will beat you with his arm, and he'll beat you badly.
Yeah. I mean, that whole discussion also has leads to a topic of great interest for me. And like Tomlin says it, one man's misfortune is another man's opportunity, and the opportunity is with Jack Sawyer. And I think that is a really intriguing storyline in this game. I'm curious to see that guy in a full-time role. And I'm not so sure he's going to fail either. I think he may be up to the task, Donnie. Now, the depth, like you said, is obviously now worn to the bone right now. But I am very curious to see that guy get a start and see what he does if they just sort of let him loose, go play. You know what I mean? He's been in a very constricted, tiny role so far. He's shown some good things. Could I see him getting exploited in the pass game, especially if he's forced to cover? Yes. But I'm also pretty optimistic that this guy, if you just sick him on people, and you don't have to say sick him to him. You might have to say whoa. You won't have to say sick him. I'm curious to see him play. You?
I'm always curious to see some of the young guys play, especially the ones that, you know, get a little bit hyped up. And the day that we finally do get, and who knows, maybe it's week 18, they say, you know what, we're going to let Mason Rudolph even get the rest, and we're going to start Will Howard. Like, I mean, that'll be a day where everybody wants to watch just for that idea. I do wonder, though, in a game like this against an offense like this, because the interior of the offensive line in Detroit is a little bit banged up. They still have two pretty good tackles. They have Taylor Decker. They have Penei Sewell, who I think is, you know, maybe the best right tackle in the game of football, especially right now. Lane Johnson's been out for half the season. I do worry that you're going to see that the Steelers are a bit shorthanded if they don't have Nick Herbig in the lineup. Like, I don't want to, you know, call out like, oh, Jack Sawyer's going to get exposed, but I think we're going to understand, if he gets a ton of snaps in this game, why he does have a small role on this team, and it's more than just
very,
you know,
and
the
why
guys
he
in
was
front of him are so good.
Yeah, and why he was drafted where he was. But I think the other possibility exists too. That's why we get to unwrap this right around Christmas, Donnie. We get to unwrap a little Jack Sawyer present, see what we got inside. Little coal in the stocking, or is it a treat for everybody? I don't know, but I'm very curious. Not the ideal situation, but that's what they got. And nobody's feeling sorry for them, especially not the Lions, who have been absolutely ravaged by injury. Ravaged. I don't think they have a starter in their secondary, if I'm not mistaken. Their center is hurt now. And by the way, Zach Frazier suddenly appeared on the injury report, did he not? Both starting centers have suddenly appeared on the injury report and seem to be a concern. First of all, though, are you 100% ruling out Watt for this game? Like, there's going to be no surprise Friday appearance at practice, is there?
I personally am. I mean, I understand that he's, you know, more than the average man, and he can recover from this more quickly than, say, you or I could. But I would be pretty stunned if he, you know, trots out there on Sunday afternoon.
Me too, for sure. But the Lions also are really beat up. So that kind of gets us to this. And you can join the conversation with Donnie Football and myself at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. How's this game going to go? Let's assume no Watt, no Herbig. I'm assuming now that these centers are going to be at best very compromised. Lions secondary ravaged. Lions haven't won back-to-back games since October 5th. Steelers seem to be righting the ship they do here. It's only two games, Donnie. But see if you agree with this. If you would have told me at the beginning of the season that the Steelers would be trending in the right direction in December, and let's take the Watt thing out of it for now, sort of a freakish occurrence that has happened here, and I told you Aaron Rodgers would be playing his best ball at age 42, Cam Hayward would be playing his best. He's still healthy in December. He's going to be playing his best in December. Jalen Ramsey's going to be playing well. Patrick Queen, DK Metcalf, all there. And I don't know if all those guys are 30, but you know what I mean. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have guessed that this might be a team that, based on the schedule and age, that started fast and then wilted. It's sort of being reversed. And that leads me to some optimism. And bottom line to all that is, I think they're going to give the Lions a great game, and I think they might lose late in a shootout. But I think it's going to be a very competitive game where the offense gets some things done. And it might even be the type of game, Donnie, where they lose and yet we leave somewhat encouraged.
I oddly feel pretty close to that, Joe. Like the score that has been in my head for a lot of this week is like 38-30. You know, something in that ballpark where – even though the Steelers right now, I think they're still like a 7-point dog in this game. And we may be wondering like, oh, that feels a little bit high. But we know Detroit can score. And Detroit has, you know, flip-flopped their wins and losses really since their bye week.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So they're coming off a loss against the Rams. That means, based on their history the last 2 months, they could very well be due for a win at this point in the season. And they also know what they are going up against. They have a more difficult run to the playoffs, as you alluded to, because of how stacked the NFC is.
Yeah.
They have this game. Then they have a quick turnaround. They have a game on Christmas against Minnesota. So for them, I think if they just get through these next two, and they're going to hope that the Bears have little to play for that final weekend of the season. But this Lions team, don't fool yourself in thinking, oh, well, they're not in the playoffs. You know, they're not the same old Lions, like, you know, or they're not the, you know, the Lions of the last couple of years. No, they're still really good. They just happen to be stuck in a really good conference. And, yeah, they've lost a couple of games, but they've also lost games where they've still put up a whole lot of points.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And they can very well do that here. So I think we could see a game where a lot of points get scored. It's a very exciting game. It's going to be the A game on CBS, Nance, Romo, the whole crew. And I think we could come away thinking, well, you know, the defense got exposed there. They didn't have Watt. They didn't have Herbig. If they don't get after Goff, I think a lot of points are going to get put up by Detroit. Jahmyr Gibbs is one of the scariest players in the league, in my opinion. But we could also see the Steelers' offense at the same time keep ticking. And
yes,
for me, that would almost be more encouraging than, you know, a prospect of, you know, losing a game and it's like 17-14. It's like, man, they were right there and they lost in a last-second field goal. I'd rather see them lose by almost 10 points, but they put up 30.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that demonstrated and hopefully translatable. Not that every defense will be as banged up as Detroit's, but that's kind of the point, is that you have a team indoors in a situation where you should exploit them. Let's see if this Steelers offense really is, I think they've scored 55 over the last two games, really is moving in the right direction. And I don't see any reason why they shouldn't, really. Why shouldn't they? It's 10:30. Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek is the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. As a quick aside here, Donnie, although everything's related, what a game last night. Oh, my God. I was falling asleep. My brother and my nephew are in town. We were all watching, and I was the one falling asleep. So they keep pushing me on the couch like, you gotta see this. You have to see this. What a game.
I mean, if you're a Rams fan, you're probably waking up pretty angry this morning. Not only did your team blow a 16-point lead pretty late, did you see that two-point conversion play?
I've, like Sean McVay, I've never seen that in my life. But the guys I was watching the game with were like, no, that's the right call. What happened briefly was it was a lateral, right?
Yes. But they ruled it a backward. It didn't look like one to me, but, I mean, that's what they ruled it.
I mean, it got tipped by a defensive lineman, I think, or a linebacker, between where the quarterback and the receiver. And then it bounced on the ground, and an offensive lineman just goes and picks up the ball for the hell of it. Like, yeah, I think I'll just do it. And they reviewed it. They were getting ready for the kickoff, and they said that's a fumble recovered by the offense for a 2-point conversion. I have never seen that. You?
Me neither. I didn't think anything of it when it happened. And then they take it under review. They say it's good. I would be irate. If I was from the Rams side of things, and I know you could very easily say, well, don't blow a 2-score lead.
McVay was. He was irate.
But, man, I mean, that's a call that, you know, if they end up now losing the NFC West, which the Seahawks now have the inner track to winning it, you're going to be thinking about that play for a long time.
Man, a lot of this is just the luck of the draw. What division are you in? I think those two teams are both way better than the Steelers and the Ravens, but a lot of this is it's simply your division.
Now, you saying that
in a given year.
I don't know if you and Austin or you and Bob have had this conversation this week, but it's something that, you know, the guys and I have talked about for the last 2 days, because a caller on Wednesday basically said, okay, so they win the AFC North, so what? I don't care. I'm not impressed if they win the AFC North. And then yesterday, Pony took the side of, well, listen, I mean, you know, sometimes in this league, it's difficult to win. If you win your division, you win your division, and you get your spot in the playoffs, and you get your home playoff game. Chris took the side of, no, don't be impressed, because the two other big teams had to deal with injuries.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed. And for me, it's all about a playoff win. I'm not handing out accolades for winning this division really this year, unless it's accompanied by a playoff win. We saw the Steelers, was 2020?
Yeah.
Win the division and a week later get blasted out of their home stadium by the Cleveland Browns. Was that a successful season? Not to me. It was an embarrassment.
No, but in the way that we were discussing it yesterday, like they would be the only team from that bad division to get in. So, you know, in 2020, yeah, they won the division, but it felt like the Browns did because they were the last team standing. They were the ones that came into Pittsburgh and knocked the Steelers right out of the postseason.
Right. So what's the question here? No matter what, if they win the division, they've had a good season then? Is that the topic?
A little bit, but also I think it was more about, do you denigrate just the idea of a division championship all because other teams had injuries? That's where I disagree a little bit. Like, I'm not saying that, oh, just winning this at 9-8
yeah,
and then getting booted the next week in the playoffs would be a successful season.
Okay.
Because I've still, I want them to win a playoff game, and they should win a playoff game if they get one at home. But I'm also on the side of, you don't need to apologize if other teams have injuries. It's not the Steelers' fault that Joe Burrow gets hurt every single year.
Yeah.
It's not the Steelers' fault that Lamar Jackson tends to get dinged up, and he still is playing dinged up. It's not the Steelers' fault that the Browns continue to play and operate like the Cleveland Browns. Like, they also have their injuries. They have a 42-year-old quarterback who had a broken wrist a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's not as if everything's hunky-dory. I don't think you go back to 2019, and I doubt the Ravens apologize because Big Ben blew out his elbow
right
2 weeks into the season.
Right. Yeah, you know, you're right. In terms of this, I agree with you. If they win this division, it's mid-semester A. They won the division. Good. But there's larger questions of how good we think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the final exam is yet to come. And if you get an F on the final exam, then that's another C season. I think that's inarguable.
I think that's a pretty good way to look at it there.
I'll hand them an A, but within 7 days, they have their bigger test. The whole school year is riding on the next week. But we can pause it after that Ravens game if it comes down to that, and they win, they will deserve credit. I will hand them credit for that, but only as a teacher saying, you did really well in the midterm. Now your final is in 6 days and your whole grade depends on it.
Man,
it's a pat on the back.
That was always a high pressure situation.
Wasn't it?
I'm not upset about being past those days.
No.
You go into a final, you're right
there. My daughter
there.
Went in to take her finals this morning. And that's exactly what I thought about was, my God, I'm glad I'm not there. I had to pass it was called the Regents Chemistry Exam, Donnie. Or I don't graduate high school. How's that for pressure?
That sounds awful.
It was in a little green book.
I'm not a science guy whatsoever.
It was horrifying. And I got a C, and I celebrated like the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
I would have too.
Like Ovechkin with the cup in the middle of D.C. All right. We have a lot on the table. Wait, did we say who we think's going to win? Why don't we do that next? Why don't we map out, give a final score next? And you can too at 412-928-9370. And I might add, oh, Limitless Wonder and Donnie, as a little aside here, that the Patriots are suddenly banged up. Man, it's a tough world in the NFL to go wire to wire. You know what I mean? It's like you think things have been decided and things are true, and then suddenly they aren't. The LA Rams have been probably the best team in football, I think, based on schedule, based on performance, based on eye test.
Stafford's been phenomenal.
As Kyle Brandt said, they won the NFL Cup here in midseason. But they might go in as a wild card because of that game last night. So suddenly, I think we have to think of Seattle maybe in a different light. And then the Patriots, there's still games to play here. They're only a game ahead of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. We may see the Patriots come to Pittsburgh. That's an entirely plausible scenario right now.
And I would much prefer that.
Here's the deal with them. They're going to play Baltimore. Their defense is already hurting because Milton Williams is out and Bobby Spillane is out, and the Bills exploited that in a big way. Now they got all kinds of guys on their injury list. Spillane's in a boot. Christian Ellis, Carlton Davis, cornerback. Marcus Jones, cornerback. Edge rusher, Harold Landry. Plus Milton Williams. They're all gone. Now they're going to play a Ravens team where Lamar, even in the Steeler game, you know, looked awfully spry to me. Like, I think that's become an overdone story that, oh, Lamar's all banged up. I think he was. How is he banged up now? He's been running for touchdowns, like multiple touchdowns the last 2 weeks. He looks fast to me. He looks like he's throwing the ball on the dot and guys are dropping it at key times. He looks kind of like Lamar to me. So I think the Patriots are in trouble going into Baltimore.
I mean, I think that explains why the, you know, the Vegas books have them as a 3-point dog. Like, you look at that game on paper and think, like, man, this has to be, you know, some sort of trap. That can't be right. You know, the Ravens, 3-point favorites. So you're saying that these two teams are dead even if they play on a neutral site, because that's normally like the rule of thumb,
right,
that you give 3 points to the home team. I don't know. I mean, I still love the way that Drake May is playing. Travion Henderson has been really good for them.
Especially when the Bills are trying to tackle him. Yes.
So, I mean, that part makes me favor the Patriots. But, you know, that's where I get back to saying, if the Ravens win that game Sunday night, I'm not going to act as if it's some stunner. They're the team that's favored.
They're favored. I was stunned that Buffalo went into New England. See, Vegas doesn't believe in New England. And now with these injuries, I think that's becoming more true. And I'm watching the Patriots closely down the stretch, because it's real hard to stay peaked for 20 weeks in a row. And after their start, it's basically been about 15, 14 weeks of the Patriots being hot. And in this league, you very rarely does a team stay hot forever.
I mean, they went until last week. Their last loss was against the Steelers.
Yes.
In the middle of September.
A game they probably should have won.
And one of the things, if the Steelers do see them again, if they happen to fall, you know, to the 5 seed or whatever, and it's, you know, they come to Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin does oddly coach well when he's going up against Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
He has a pretty good track record against that guy. So that would also make me feel a little bit better about the, you know, pending situation.
This is the way the NFL designed it, Donnie. Pretty much every division, playoff spots at stake, all kinds of things.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Things happening, and the Bills have Cleveland this week. So they win, the Patriots lose, then we might be looking at a different team coming to Pittsburgh, but we don't know what's going to happen with the Steelers and Ravens or the AFC South or the AFC West really yet, because there's another matchup that's going to happen there. All right. So Donnie Football Friday, Donnie and myself out at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville in the studio they built just for us, City Limits. Back in the home office, and man, we're talking about a pretty gigantic football game. It might not seem that way because the Steelers, no matter what, even if they lose these next two, will be playing for the division at home against Baltimore. But what a wonder it would be to get that final week off and to clinch before then, given the Ravens' schedule. That's possible. We won't get into all the permutations next because the weird thing is the Ravens also control their fate right now. If they win out, they're in. And if they just win one of the next two, then all they would have to do is win here and they're in. So they're not in the worst position in the world either. I mean, it sure seems like it's going to come down to that, but the Steelers can make it interesting by winning in Detroit. So Donnie, you briefly touched on what kind of game you think it's going to be. Is that your score? 38-30 Lions?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with that. I think it will be one that we are entertained by for the entire 60 minutes. I don't think it will be, you know, say how Monday night was where, you know, the Lions are up like 38-14 and the Steelers add a couple of cosmetic scores or something. I think this will be a game where the teams mostly go blow for blow. I really worry how much they will be able to get after Jared Goff. I mean, that will be the ultimate difference maker. I feel like Cam Hayward is somebody that has to have a really big game because of the dinged up interior offensive line for the Lions and the lack of what the Steelers now have coming off the edge. It feels like Cam has to be a guy, or Derek Harmon, who is going to be back. One of those guys has to emerge and have a pretty big game that can make a difference. But Jahmyr Gibbs is such an explosive player to me. I think they have still the best 1-2 punch of a backfield in football because I like David Montgomery a whole lot too.
Laporta's still out, so they are hurting at tight end.
He didn't target a tight end once last week. He threw the ball 41 times. But Amon-Ra St. Brown is a phenomenal player. Jameson Williams, he's, you know, a bit of a loose cannon, kind of feels like a George Pickens type to me. But an insanely talented player, just one that you maybe have to reel in here and there. They have also continued to score well since Dan Campbell took over the offensive play calling duties. It's not like things went downhill.
Yeah, they're number one in the league in scoring.
So I think it will be a game where it is, you know, back and forth. Really fun, exciting football. I think the Steelers can exploit them down the field a little bit. I think Aaron Rodgers will continue to look pretty good. I think DK Metcalf will look pretty good. Expecting a pretty steady diet of Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren. And soon enough here, Kenneth Gainwell is going to take over, it seems, as the number one guy because he's been just that good for them. He's been undeniable for them.
Yeah.
And I think it's either a point at the end of the game where the Lions score late and make it 38-30, or maybe they're up 38-30, the Steelers have the football and they do get stopped, you know, in the final minutes of the game. But I think it'll be a fun one.
And I'm picking Steelers to lose 36-33. Lions 36, Steelers 33. What I want to see is the Steelers offense take one more step. I think they've been pretty good the past 2 weeks, but I want to see them just absolutely explode, like detonate. Do they have that gear to get to if necessary? Again, this is indoors against a banged up defense that has been riddled by some teams. It's time. It's time to see if that can happen. I think Adam Thielen might make a few plays in this game, Donnie. Wouldn't surprise me if MVS did again. Maybe we'll be talking about Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin and they're getting these receivers in a different light after this game. That's what I want to see. I want to see the ability to engage in a shootout with a powerful offensive team and have it come down to the wire. That would be very encouraging to me no matter what the result in this game. 412-928-9370. Let's hit the lines, Donnie, shall we? Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Limits, who do we have?
Here is Nick. He wants to talk about the Steelers.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you doing, fellas?
Good. What's up?
Awesome. Huge fan. I listen religiously from the AM to the Joe and Pomp show and then with Pony and Mueller.
Thank you.
I'm just baffled that we're still picking the Steelers to lose football games. I mean, at this point in the year, this is one of the biggest games that we've had, I would say, in the past 3 years. I mean, as a fan, you want them to win this game. And if they do lose the game and it goes down to week 18, are fans really going to pick the Ravens over the Steelers because of what happened? So I think there's just a line to where fans should be hyped that if it does come down to week 18, I mean, it's battle of the AFC North. I mean,
which fans are you talking about? Which fans
I'm
picked against
about
the Steelers?
Steelers fans.
Steelers Who's fans, picking against them?
Listening. I heard Pauler's picking against them. I know Pony goes back and forth, but at one point, Pony was rooting for the Ravens to beat the Steelers and have the Steelers lose out. And just as a diehard fan, I don't know how we're allowing that to happen.
Well, there's a difference between rooting for the Steelers to lose and picking them to lose, right, Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. And thanks for the call, Nick. Now, what I will bring up there too, because when Nick first started going there, I was a little bit confused, but then he kind of wrapped a little bow around it. The last two games where they won in Baltimore and then they looked pretty dominant on Monday Night Football, if it wasn't for a couple of, cake touchdowns at the end by the Dolphins that made it look way closer than what it was. That was realistically a 28-3 game.
Yeah.
I mean, they thoroughly imposed their will on the Dolphins for the last 2.5 quarters. I will say this, though, going back to what Nick said there in his call, there was a lot of thought going into the Ravens game of, man, this is where things are really going to go south. The Ravens are going to keep going up. The Steelers will keep going down. They got up off the mat. They answered the bell. They won the football game. Some bad officiating. I don't know. Maybe weird call at the end of the game. Dumb rule. They called it the right way. That whole thing in Baltimore. Then they just beat up on the Dolphins. But there were plenty of people. There were, I mean, a ton. I felt like, I certainly thought they were going to lose in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. And then even Monday night, we were doing the show down at the casino. I had the pregame show down at the casino. The amount of people that called in or replied to us on social media that said, well, here comes a classic Tomlin game. Oh, they'll fail here.
Why wouldn't they say that?
McDaniel
though?
Will come right. Circles around him. So there were plenty of people doubting that the Steelers could take
sure.
care of the Dolphins.
Yeah. Well-earned. Well-earned doubt. Well-earned rage. Well-earned despair in the Steeler fan base, and beating the Miami Dolphins in Tua hardly erases that. A two-game winning streak hardly erases that. Now, does that mean there's people out there saying now, man, I hope they lose because of draft position now? No.
Well, we're beyond that point.
Yeah. I think we're beyond that point. But we're not beyond the point of where's this season going, and if they don't win a playoff game, is it another failure? Yeah, I'd say getting close to a decade without one would constitute another failure. Now, if they win the division and Buffalo comes to town or, the Chargers, and they lose a great battle, you know what I mean, that goes down to the wire, maybe I'll feel a little differently, because really the fact of the matter is they haven't come close to
it
winning a playoff
game. It hasn't been competitive.
Yeah. Just give me a season where you're competitive in the biggest game. You know,
yeah,
I mean, I don't think that's asking much.
Yeah, if they were to lose a playoff game to Josh Allen and they lose 27-24, then it's okay. The streak continues. You know, I'm sure we're still going to take our jabs at that, but at least they looked like they were in it. It looked
right.
like they had a pulse. I mean, they've come out in so many playoff scenarios where it's like they'd rather be anywhere but there.
Right.
And before we know it, it's a 3-score football game.
So we know they're not the Dolphins, and that was the quarrel I had with Andrew Rooney
yes.
II the other day, Art Pony II. when suddenly from out of nowhere, after years of attacking the Steelers for their apparent stance that, hey, we're not doing so bad, at least we're above the mean, he seemed to suddenly be okay about that. It wasn't, hey, maybe the fire Tomlin chants were mistimed. I didn't have a quarrel with him going back and forth on that. We all go back and forth on our opinions, but the overall overriding sentiment that maybe things aren't really that bad around here. Well, they have been, actually.
And that's the problem. Too many people think it's not that bad around here.
And I didn't think Andrew Filippone was one of them.
And you know, sometimes we're going to let, like, people that are fans of the Dolphins, of the Jets, of the Browns say, well, you know, it really isn't so bad for you guys. You're always in the mix. Like, yeah, that's also part of the problem. They're 9-8 or maybe 10-7. They get blown out in the first round of the playoffs, and then they're drafting 22nd overall. Like,
yes.
Yeah, that is a reason why there is a problem here.
And right.
I don't need to be talked to by the fans of, you know, teams that win 5 games a year.
That's patronizing.
Yes.
You guys have it so good. You never win a playoff game or even come close, but you have it so good. If the question is it really that round here with the Steelers? The answer is no, it's really not that bad. And that's the problem.
Yes.
Because it's really not that good either. So change it. Do at least a little something different. At least be competitive in a playoff game. At least come close.
I also wonder, in a way, if the chance, which I thought at the time and place were absolutely justified, you know, the fire Tomlin chants, the booing of Renegade, it was venomous in that building.
Years in the making.
On that day, yes. It was a buildup of 8 years of playoff losses in the wild card round or the first playoff game of the year.
Yep.
And they were getting blown out in a big spot at home. They had the 425 CBS game, one that we haven't had in Pittsburgh in a few years, and they took that opportunity to get blown out in the second half and just look like they had no life. It resembled a playoff game in a way. I also wonder if that was a bit of a motivating factor for the coach and even more so the players.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin acknowledged that he heard it, and he really didn't even have that much to go against the fans with. The players were the ones more upset about it. Jalen Ramsey was upset about it. Other players were upset about the chants. Maybe that put a chip on their shoulder. Maybe that, in a way, has helped turn the season a little bit.
I don't think that's a crazy thought. And maybe if this turns out well in the end, we look back on that as the time the Steelers hit rock bottom. The reactions were very justified and perfectly well-timed. They deserved it. And that proved to be the sort of rebound point, you know? Hit bottom and rebound back up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.